that Czech Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek, whose centre-right cabinet was defeated in a no-confidence vote in the lower house earlier this week, on Thursday formally submitted his resignation to President Václav Klaus. According to the Czech constitution, it's now up to the president to appoint a prime minister designate. Daniela Lazarová has been following the story and joins me now in the studio. So, Daniela, has the president indicated yet who he might choose?
Well, Rosie, things have taken a rather unexpected turn. What everyone was expecting was that this cabinet would be left to govern in a caretaker role until the end of the Czech Republic's EU presidency, thereby minimising the damage to the country's reputation and making sure that the Czech Republic fulfilled its role as EU president. Now, this was assumed both by the Prime Minister and the opposition, which brought down his government. But President Klaus made it clear yesterday that he would do no such thing. He said he was ready to appoint Prime Minister anyone who could guarantee that he had majority support in the lower house, that is the necessary 101 votes needed to get approval, which basically leaves the field open to anyone. But given the balance of power in the lower house, it's practically mission impossible. And as far as the EU presidency is concerned, well, the president has often said that he considers it an organisational and technical matter that is of no great significance. So in a way, this situation allows him to impose his will and have his say on more than just the government of this country.
All right. So what happens under these circumstances then? Are we heading into a long period of political instability, would you say?
Well, to say the least, it will be a very complicated situation. There are several possible scenarios. One would be a grand coalition, which seems highly unlikely given the animosity between the two strongest parties. And if no one manages to obtain 101 votes, then it is in the president's power to set up a government of experts to lead the country until early elections can be held. Now, early elections are another complication because the Czech constitution makes it very difficult to call them. The two strongest parties would have to agree on a constitutional amendment. So at this point, the situation is looking very complicated indeed. Clearly, this government will not be allowed to continue until the end of the Czech presidency, that is until the end of June, certainly not with a proper mandate. The president has said he wants a quick solution, and even the prime minister, who put a brave face on the fall of his government in the European Parliament earlier this week, is no longer able to say that it will not affect the country's EU presidency or the approval of the Lisbon Treaty, for that matter.
All right, so well, it sounds like the consequences may be quite far-reaching, but how here have the political parties responded to this development? There must be feverish negotiations already underway.
Indeed, I'm sure that various scenarios are now being debated because either politicians will be able to find a solution of some sort and present it to President Klaus, or he will impose his own solution with a government of experts. Now, the opposition may actually welcome the latter solution because the Social Democrats are clearly not ready to govern. As I said, they were rather taken aback by the fact that Mr. Topolánek is not being allowed to take the government through to the end of the EU presidency. There is also the economic crisis to consider. That's a big responsibility. The Prime Minister says he won't shoulder that burden without a mandate of some sort. And, of course, the opposition doesn't want it, which is a bit of a paradox, really, and it makes one wonder why the Social Democrats brought down the government at this point. The timing looks very, very bad. And, of course, whether it was a wise move, not just in terms of the country's best interests, but in terms of the Social Democrats' own best interests.
Daniela Lazarová, thank you.